Bible verse, Romans chapter 3 verse 23, "For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God." The universality of sin. As we continue our exploration of salvation and part 2 of our 6-part series, we turn to Romans chapter 3 verse 23, which states, "For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God." This verse emphasizes the universal nature of sin and the fact that every person has fallen short of God's perfect standard. This truth underscores the need for salvation and sets the stage for understanding why Christ's redemptive work is essential. The Apostle Paul wrote these words to the believers in Rome, highlighting the pervasive impact of sin. The phrase, "all have sinned," leaves no room for exceptions. Sin is a condition that affects every individual, regardless of background, culture, or personal achievements. This universality of sin is echoed in other scriptures, such as Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20. "For there is not a just man upon earth, that doeth good, and sinneth not." Falling short of God's glory. John Gill's exposition of the Bible explains that, the glory of God, refers to His perfection and holiness. Humanity's failure to meet this standard demonstrates our need for divine grace and redemption through Christ. The gap between God's holiness and our sinfulness is insurmountable by human effort alone. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Matthew Henry's commentary further elucidates this point, stating, "The best of men have come short of glorifying God, all have sinned, and come short of doing their duty." This falling short signifies not just a minor error but a fundamental flaw in our nature that separates us from God. The comprehensive nature of sin. The New Testament reinforces this concept of universal sinfulness. Romans chapter 3 verses 10 to 12 declares, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Paul emphasizes the comprehensive nature of sin, affecting every individual without exception. Our natural inclination is to deviate from God's standards. The promise of redemption. Despite our sinful condition, there is hope in the gospel. Romans chapter 3 verse 24 continues with the promise of redemption, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This verse introduces the concept of justification, being declared righteous before God, through faith in Jesus Christ. The hope of salvation is available to all who seek it in the biblical manner. Acts chapter 2 verse 38 provides the assurance, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." This promise extends to all who genuinely repent and turn to God, embracing His gift of grace. Conclusion. In conclusion, Romans chapter 3 verse 23 underscores the universal need for salvation due to humanity's sinfulness. Every person has fallen short of God's glory, and this truth highlights the necessity of Christ's redemptive work. As we recognize our own shortcomings, we are invited to receive God's grace and embrace the salvation offered through Jesus Christ. Let us acknowledge our need for Him, trust in His redemptive work, and walk in the newness of life He provides. Series.